Hey guys, this is James, and welcome back to I Am Relations Podcast. Today we're going to be covering how to get more out of your email list, and it's going to kind of go along with what we were talking about in the last one, where I was talking about your sales funnel, and you also want to use your email list as a sales funnel as well. Whenever you link in your site, you want to funnel traffic to where you want them to go. You also want to be at the same time training people to click on your links. So you want to have a good mixture of links to other free content as well as to products. You don't want to just always have just affiliate links, because otherwise you train people to ignore your links on your site. Well, you're going to do the same thing with your email list. And so I thought I'd talk a little bit about the email list funnel and how I set mine up. The way I usually set mine up is, first of all, I take the first day, it's just a thank you message, and I say, thank you for coming in, here's your opt-in. In case they didn't get it, I'll give them the opt-in again in case they didn't get the auto response that comes out immediately. Day two, I send them another message making sure that they got the opt-in, and it's going to be a good article. And generally, that one's just going to have a link back to my blog. It's going to be a good article. It's going to be related to the same thing that they opt into. So right now, for example, with my internet marketing list, I have an opt-in for my website traffic guide. So they're going to sign up for that a traffic guide, they're going to opt into my list. Those are people that are interested in learning how to drive more traffic. So those first few emails are going to be all about generating more traffic to their website. And then later on, we'll get into other more general internet marketing related topics. But for those first few, since they came to my list wanting to know more about traffic, I'm going to really hone in on traffic and traffic generation tactics and techniques that I use. And I cover a lot of those things that they need to know, like keyword research, different ideas. I do share some market research tips so that they can know how to find more information about their niche, because the more information you know about your niche, the better it's going to be to find good sources of traffic. I'm not one that relies on SEO, and that's what a lot of people seem to think, that my guide was an SEO guide. And it does help with SEO. If you follow what I teach, you're going to get high search engine rankings. But it's not an SEO guide. In fact, most of what I do doesn't focus on the SEO. It focuses on the direct traffic that the sites I'm talking about bring to my sites. That's what I'm going to cover in the emails, is I'm going to have even more information on traffic generation. I'm going to have more tips. And this is not going to be the stuff I share on my blog either. This isn't just rehashed articles I've already written. I'm going into more in depth, more in detail, providing more value. I'm going to throw in maybe a video or two, and something that's going to engage people and let people see what's going on. And then what I do is I start doing a soft sell. A lot of people get really upset with promotions in the emails. Part of it's because if you're used to the internet marketing niche, most people seem to think that content is worthless in the internet marketing niche and you just need to send out spammy emails. Well, if that's all you're sending out, you're going to burn your list out very quickly, so you're going to have to be constantly generating a whole new list. So instead, what I do is I do a soft sell approach. What I do is I generally have two or three links in every email. And the first link is going to be to something free. It's going to be to another blog, another website. The second and third link are going to be to a soft sell for a recommended product. And it's going to be just one line. If you want to know more about this particular tactic, I recommend you check out X Guide. And there's an affiliate link to a product that I'm recommending. If I have my own product in the niche, then those first few are going to be going towards my own product. And what I do is I choose